And HDNL Junior has been named a State Basketball Player of the Year. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on that story in just a moment, and we'll also be looking at all of the other big local sports stories this week, including all the latest high school and college baseball and softball, how one local high school is setting the standard when it comes to sportsmanship, news of a local club team making some noise at the College Disc Golf National Championships, news of another big week for Arcata Tennis, and news of an historic achievement for a talented College of the Redwoods athlete. But first up, St. Bernard's junior Layla Florvillis has been named the CalHighSports.com Division 4 Girls Basketball Player of the Year after leading the Crusaders to an historic state championship last month. Florvillis is just the second ever HDNL girl to be named a State Player of the Year, following in the footsteps of McKinleyville's Trina McCartney, who received the accolade back in 1987. The talented junior guard played a huge role in leading the Crusaders to the league's first ever state championship in the sport, Boys or Girls, in Sacramento last month. The SB girls defeated Grossmont out of San Diego County 47-29 in the Division 4 state final after a thrilling come-from-behind win over Arcata in the NorCal championship game. Florvillis, who reached the 1,000 career points milestone earlier this year, averaged 19.3 points a game this past season. The prestigious award comes just a few weeks after her head coach, Matt Tomlin, was named the CalHighSports.com Division 4 Girls Coach of the Year. In local high school baseball, meanwhile, the South Fork Cubs got their first conference wins of the season last weekend after sweeping a Little Fork doubleheader at Hoopa. The South Fork boys won the opener 4-1 and took Game 2 13-1 in 5 innings. With the two victories, they improved to 2-4 in the Little Four and kept their slim championship hopes alive. The South Fork girls also travelled to Hoopa for a conference softball doubleheader and split with the Warriors. After dropping Game 1 10-8, the Cubs responded well with an 8-3 win in Game 2, earning a second conference doubleheader split in 5 days after also splitting with Ferndale earlier in the week. The South Fork girls are now 2-4 in the Little Four. It was a relatively quiet week for both the Little Four and Big Five in baseball and softball, with just a few games scheduled. The South Fork Cubs did travel to McKinleyville for a non-league baseball game on Wednesday, but struggled in a 10-0 loss in just 5 innings. With the loss, the Cubs dropped to 7-7 overall. Colby Stolpe hit a pair of home runs for the Panthers in the win as they continued their impressive spring. After taking 2 of 3 games from Eureka last week, the Panthers also won a makeup game against Fortuna on Thursday by a score of 13-2, and they are now 5-1 in the Big Five and in top spot in the conference standings. The Eureka boys bounced back from their series against McKinleyville to beat Arcata 2-1 on Wednesday in another makeup game, and they remain right on the Panthers' heels with a conference record of 4-2. In Little Four baseball last weekend, conference co-leaders Ferndale and St. Bernard's remained tied atop the standings after splitting a key doubleheader at St. Bernard's. The Crusaders took Game 1 6-2 while handing the Wildcats their first loss of the season, but the Cats would bounce back to take Game 2 10-4 to earn a split and leave both teams still deadlocked atop the standings halfway through conference play. If both schools continue to take care of business against South Fork and Hoopa, they will face off in a conference-deciding doubleheader at Ferndale in early May. In softball, it's shaping up to be an exciting race for the Big Five Championship, with 3 teams currently tied for the conference lead. After sweeping a doubleheader against Fortuna on Saturday, the Del Norte girls improved to 2-1 in conference play, and they have the same record as the Arcata girls, who had a bye last weekend. The McKinleyville girls also swept a weekend doubleheader against Eureka to go to 4-2 in the Big Five. In Mendocino County baseball, the Fort Bragg boys are enjoying a good spring. The Timberwolves did lose to St. Helena 6-2 on Tuesday, which ended an 8-game winning streak, but they are 9-2 in the season, including a 4-1 record in the North Central League One. In local college softball, the College of the Redwoods women split a doubleheader against Shasta last weekend, and they are now 6-6 in the Golden Valley Conference and 9-19 overall. While the Mendocino College women swept a doubleheader against Shasta before dropping two games against Siskiyous, and they are now 11-17 overall and second in the JVC with a conference record of 6-4. In college baseball, CR lost all three games against Lassen earlier this week and dropped to 9-15 overall and 2-15 in conference. Switching gears, the Ferndale Wildcats are setting a high standard when it comes to sportsmanship. The Cats recently received the HDNL Winter Season Sportsmanship Award for the second straight winter, and they became the first league school to win the award twice. The Sportsmanship Award is handed out to one of the league's 11 schools after each of the fall, winter, and spring seasons, and it is based on input from three different groups: officials, coaches, and school administrators. In local high school tennis, nobody can match the Arcata Tigers, who continue to dominate the sport here on the North Coast. After recently securing a seventh straight league championship with a perfect 14-0 record, the Tigers swept all six titles at last weekend's HDNL Singles Championships, which were held at Fortuna High School. Arcata's Luta Hall defeated Jean Quinn of North Coast Prep in straight sets in the number one singles final, and he will represent the league at next month's North Coast Section Singles Championships. In local disc golf, meanwhile, the Cal Poly Humboldt club team travelled to compete at the NCAA National Championships last week and placed 28 out of 80 teams in the Division II competition. Individually, Reuben Davis finished 6th overall out of 319 competitors in the singles competition and earned All-American honours. And finally this week, it was an historic week for CR's Alyssa McCovey, who became the first Corsairs athlete to qualify for the state heptathlon championships in 25 years, and she travelled to compete at Sacramento City College. We'll have more on how McCovey fared next week. And that's this week's Caymount News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.